Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Top 5, where we take a look at some of the key themes for the week ahead, being the last week of May. So number one is COVID-19. That certainly has created a fair bit of uncertainty for most of 2020, and it's likely to be a theme for some time still, as we are currently in a situation that businesses may need to change the way they operate in a post-COVID world. So what we've seen lately, though, is markets, though, trading more optimistically with the fact that there is a flattening of the curve, the spread is easing at the moment, and that's caused, or that has allowed governments to reopen economies and to ease restrictions as well. And that's what we've seen over the last couple of weeks and months, that the markets have slowly rebounded from multi-year lows. So we turn to the second point, which is a bit of a side effect of the COVID-19 pandemic, and that's US-China tension. So what we've seen from those particular countries is a bit of a blame game coming through around the cause and the spread of the pandemic, and several items that have really come to the surface now, such as China's sovereignty over Hong Kong and also Taiwan, has been a major talking point between the two super powers. Of course, we had back in January the Phase One trade deal signed off, but we could still see issues between the two countries when it comes to trade. Plenty still yet to be determined. So if there are tit for tat retaliatory actions, that certainly could be seen as a negative. That has also created a little bit of uncertainty on the markets more recently as well. China also at the moment has just commenced its annual National People's Congress as well for the next week. Number three, we'll be having a look at a number of Australian companies providing updates. So these either AGMs or investor days for companies holding annual general meetings. And of course, these will all be virtual AGMs due to COVID-19. So the likes of Coca-Cola, Amatil will be holding an AGM, Spark Infrastructure and also Costa Group. While Brambles will be holding an investor day during the week. A couple of companies also trading ex-dividends, so that includes the likes of Elders and Orica. We've got a quieter week ahead in terms of economic data, but still some important features for our first quarter, or the March quarter GDP numbers that will be released in the following week on June 3rd. So we have the likes of our international trade for the month of April. In March, we saw a record trade surplus of around $10.6 billion. We are still continuing to see strength in our exports. So that is certainly some sign of strength in the Australian economy, although it certainly has been hit quite hard over the past few months. On Thursday as well, next week, will be CapEx data, or capital expenditure data, for the March quarter as well. And this is a big part for local businesses, particularly listed stocks as well. A lot of updates have come through, and they've been released by ASX companies saying that capital expenditure or spending is being reined in for companies to, of course, retain their cash, but also maintain liquidity as they try to steer through these uncertain times. So those particular figures will be of interest. And lastly, we have a look at some international data as well. So firstly, US and UK markets will be closed on Monday, the 25th of May, for varying public holidays. But if we have a look at some of the data to come out of the States, we have weekly jobless claims, and that has certainly been a highlight for the past few weeks, or a low light, depending on who you speak with. Over the past 9 weeks, 39 million Americans have now claimed unemployment benefits. So that is certainly some staggering numbers. The US Beige Book will also be released next week, and that talks more to a summary of the US economic outlook or conditions currently, and that particular report is released about 8 times a year, so once every month or every couple of months. In China, there'll be some industrial profit numbers out, and that'll be April numbers. Certainly some tough reading that came out in March for China, even though they're really the first country to come out of the COVID lockdown. Still plenty of recovery to come. And we also see a few other manufacturing PMI data out of China. So on that, wishing you all a very safe and enjoyable weekend.